This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, here's the number, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well. And I was thinking about Notre Dame in Paris and what happened. And you've got some thoughts on that, don't you?
I absolutely do. But just before I go into that, okay, I would like to do a plug for the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news. This is actually one of the main stories in the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news this week. And all the details are in there. If you want to go and subscribe to it, go and do that. You'll find the best. You'll find information in that newsletter that you will not get anywhere else, because I'm getting insights into stuff that's happening all over the world. Isn't that right, Vincent?
Well, your theory about Notre Dame is absolutely brilliant, and I know you're going to share that.
And I have
not heard it anywhere else. And I've got some
exclamation points
for it when you do decide to tell us.
That's right.
So how do we get to your publication that's received via email, The Gentleman of Fortune? How do we get it?
Okay. What you need to do is go to USA Prepares, and the link that will take you to the site that hosts my newsletter is on my, on my little profile that I have on the USA Prepares website. Alternatively,
okay,
you can get in touch with me on Facebook, and, you know, just go to Facebook and look up Gwyneth Isaacs, and you'll find me. And you'll know that you've got me, because my page is the one with the highwayman at the top. So that's been a bit of a theme of study for the last little while. I'm actually relying on this for my income at the moment, okay, on the newsletter and also on book sales and that sort of thing. I would love for people to go and subscribe to my newsletter. If you love my work, This is actually how I'm supporting myself. Okay. And so if you love my work, please go and subscribe to the newsletter, because the more subscribers that I have, the easier life is for me. Because to be perfectly honest, life around here has been really financially tight for a long, long time. And because I'm not on unemployment benefits, I don't want to go on unemployment benefits, because, and actually, according to the Australian law, I'm actually not eligible for unemployment benefits. okay, because I generate some of my own income. And if you do that, then you count it as being self-employed. And we've got a 25% unemployment rate around here. I don't have a motor vehicle. And even if I did have a motor vehicle, that all I do, but it doesn't work. And, you know, if I went out driving and the local blue team saw me out and about driving, they would target me. They hate me because I expose their sex racketeering. And so for me to just go out and get a job is not really an option. So that's why I have to do other things to generate my own income, you know. So if you love my work, please go and subscribe to my newsletter. You will not regret it. It's absolutely great. You get information that you will not get anywhere else, including this little gem. This is a freebie for all of you guys because it's so important. The fact that that fire started at the base of the spire of the Notre Dame Cathedral. What have we been talking about for the last, I don't know how long, the last month or two, about churches that have been putting Wi-Fi and cell phone antennas inside their church spires, inside their steeples. Isn't that right, Vincent?
We've been talking about churches in England with the blessing of the crown putting Wi-Fi and cellular antenna equipment, transmitters, receivers, and antennae in the spires, concealed from view, concealed from your knowledge, by approved by the crown. Yes, as a revenue generator for the crown. Yes, we have. It's been over a year that we've been talking about it. And what you're alluding to is equipment in Notre Dame under the roof that could have been involved in this. Is that right?
That's right. Now, I've got no evidence that there was a cell tower in there or that one was being installed in there. This is hypothesis and this is speculation. Okay, I need to point this out. But I put two and two together and I got four. Because this is a place, you've got to understand, this particular spot was about the most difficult spot for any individual to get to in the whole building. It's 150 feet up in the air, right in the middle of the roof cavity, okay? So it's not just somewhere that you would accidentally come across and you know, say, oops, there we go, oh, blowtorch, oops, there we go, oh, grinder sparks landed in a mouse nest. That would not happen because it's not an area that the workmen would have been frequenting. But it is an area, I believe, that the Catholic Church in France would have been looking across the English Channel at the English Christians, so-called Christians, I'm sorry if there's anyone from the Church of England, but, you know, just the money-grubbingness is, I don't know if that's even a word, they're so money-grubbing. You know, they're poisoning their whole congregation for the sake of filthy lucre. And that's not a very Christian attitude. They were looking across the English Channel, seeing what the English were doing, and saying, wee, this is something we can do to get more money. You know, the Notre Dame Cathedral was in desperate need of money because it was in desperate need of a renovation. And now it's really in need of a renovation. And it'll never get renovated now. You know, and I go into more detail in the newsletter This is something, this is not an ordinary fire. Okay? Each one of these roof beams was the size of a tree, and not just any old tree, a hundred and hundreds of years old tree. Every one of those roof beams. You don't just catch one of these sorts of beams on fire with a little bit of a, oops, well, we missed the blowtorch, you know, thing, or oops, we missed a few sparks from the grinder and they landed in a mouse nest. Well, yes, that could create a fire, given time, you know, that the sparks would land in the mouse nest or a pile of dust or whatever, and they'd smolder for hours. They'd smolder for maybe 6 or 8, 12 hours, and then they'd burst into flames. And then the flames would burn on top of the oak beam, which is the size of a full hundreds and hundreds of years old tree, for maybe a day, 2, 3 days, before it makes a hole in the beam and begins to spread. That's a really, really slow spreading fire. Okay? This fire, the whole building was destroyed within 63 minutes. That's not a fire that has come from a blowtorch. That's not a fire that's come from some grinder sparks or whatever it is where they're saying it was an accident because of the renovation. Okay? And it's really interesting that they've jumped to this conclusion of it's because of an accident, because of a renovation, before they've done any forensic investigation of the site. The site's not even cooled down. You can't even get into that building yet, because that fire was burning so hot, you know, it was just a pool of molten lead in the bottom of there. And I've included photos in the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news where, somebody put a drone up. Don't you just love this modern technology? And they did a photograph from a drone, and all you can see is like a pool of lava in the bottom of the cathedral. That's not lava. That's red hot molten lead from the roof. Somebody put a cell phone antenna, in my humble opinion, in the spire and had it facing downwards, bouncing radiation into the church, turned the whole church into a gigantic microwave oven because the roof of the
thought.
Church was
hold
made
that.
From
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you were talking about this molten pool of lead at the base of the cathedral. Please continue.
Yeah, that molten, pool of lead at the bottom of the cathedral, it came from the roof that caved in, okay? The roof was made of 250 tons of lead sheeting. Now, what happens if you put a microwave antenna, face it inwards and have the top covering of your structure being a 250-ton sheet of lead? What's that called, Vincent?
Well, I believe you're talking about a parabolic reflector or a reflector that's similar to a parabola.
Yeah.
And, class, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about this dome. We're talking about this dome acting as a reflector. Now, let's just talk about antenna theory for a little bit.
It was parabolic, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was just thinking it's like a gigantic microwave oven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a concentrator being the parabolic reflector. So let's take a couple minutes and talk a little bit about antenna and antenna theory.
Yeah.
So, class, you remember those 12 and 10-foot satellite antennas of the 1980s, okay? What they were is they were a large antenna that would capture a small amount of signal. We'll call it signal. Also, you can say microwave radiation. It would capture that, and it would focus it on a very small point, which was at the feed horn of the antenna. That would be sticking out in front of the antenna. So it's kind of like if you took a magnifying glass and you had a leaf, a brown leaf, and you held that magnifying glass toward the sun, captured all the sun's radiation that the glass, the surface of the glass could capture, and focus it on a tiny point, and the heat of that tiny point would burn a hole in the leaf, actually set it on fire, or you could set paper on fire. It's really hot, well over 500 degrees. Well, that's the idea of a parabolic reflector antenna, like a satellite antenna, even like the dish antennas and the that are on the roofs and to receive satellite television programming, or Hughes satellites. But the idea is, if you look at these antennas, some of them may appear to be plastic. Well, they're plastic on the exterior surface. On the interior surface, they're metal. They may be a very fine mesh screen, or they may be spray painted with a metallic spray, but they are a metal reflector. You just may not see the metal in these antennas. But you can on the dish type antennas for television reception, satellite television reception. You know that they're made out of a metal dish. Well, the lead in the roof is a reflector. So depending on where these, if there were antennas, depending on where they were, that dome would reflect that electromagnetic radiation, that microwave radiation, and could focus it on one of these old pieces of wood that are 800 years old, well dried out, okay, or dust, or whatever happens to be up there to catch fire easily. That's entirely possible. Now, there's another thing, that they were doing a renovation there, and that renovation was done by contractors.
The 5G.
That could be. That could be
installing the 5G. And just turned it on for the first time. And
or left it on. Or left it on overnight.
Downwards. Yeah, or left it on. It happened around about closing time for the facility.
Mm-hmm.
If they had turned on the 5G for the first time, just installed it, brand new, you know, and say, yeah, this is going to be a wonderful thing because all of our parishioners can now watch high-speed internet in the middle of the catechism. On their cell phones.
So here's the next question.
Disgusting.
Here's the next question, Gwyneth. So who owns the cathedral? Well, under under the 1905 law on the separation of church and state, Notre Dame of Paris is one of the 70 churches that was built in Paris before the year of the law of separation of church and state. It's owned by the French state. And the French state...
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. And the French state self-insured it. It was self-insured by the French. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A massive hunt continues in Colorado as authorities are looking for an 18-year-old woman said to be obsessed with the 1999 mass shootings at Columbine High School.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
That's FBI Special Agent Dean Phillips, who says that Saul Paez allegedly flew from Miami to Denver and immediately bought a shotgun and ammo. Schools around Denver are closed today because of the threat. This weekend will be the 20th anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. Donations from around the world are continuing to pour in to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. They've crossed the $1 billion mark less than 2 days after a fire devastated the 850-year-old Gothic treasure. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking Gwyneth Isaacs about the cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris. And the cathedral is one of the 70 churches that was built in Paris before 1905. And that's when the law was enacted separating church and state. So this is a state-owned building. Now, the Catholic Church is the designated beneficiary of this building. So they have the right to use it exclusively in perpetuity for their religious purposes. Now, that doesn't mean that the state is going to pay for the employees and the building heating and cleaning and those kinds of things. Now, the archdiocese is responsible for paying for the employees and the security and the heating and the cleaning. But the archdiocese does not receive subsidies from the state. So they get to use it. What a racket, right? They get to use this magnificent building. But the building was self-insured by the state, excepting contractors who were working on the building. They had to maintain their own insurance. Now, if you heard the top of the hour news, we're talking about the renovations and the rebuilding of the damaged part running up to $1 billion. That's with a B. Now,
yep.
What insurance company is going to insure a contractor in the amount of $1 billion? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it did happen. So now they're looking for donations to rebuild. Now, how could this happen? You really have to think
it's
that...
human stupidity.
Where did I hear that before?
That's this building, okay, survived the French Revolution. It survived World War I and World War II. It survived every major upheaval that Paris has had for 850 years. Okay, it survived just about falling in on itself during the process of construction. That's why they had to put the flying buttresses on the outside of it. Those wonderful stone arches that they look so fragile, and yet they're architecturally phenomenally strong. The whole building was a wonder of the world. With just how it was constructed. There's a documentary on YouTube on it if anyone wants to watch it. And, it's just mind-blowing. These people installed, in my humble opinion, okay, there's no way that anyone's ever going to admit to this. But this is now a Sherlock Holmes hat on here. Somebody installed some sort of microwave antenna, either 5G, Wi-Fi, whatever, okay, even a regular cell antenna would do it, pointing inwards, okay, at the top, and you're right, it's in the middle of a dome. I didn't pick that up, but you're absolutely right. I just picked up... Mate, this is 250 tons of lead roof. It's a gigantic microwave oven. And it is a gigantic microwave oven, but it's not only that. It's a gigantic microwave oven with a parabolic antenna in the middle of it. And somebody installed the 5G microwave antenna there and switched the blooming thing on. What did they think was going to happen? The whole church is full of gold leaf. Now, what happens if you put gold leaf in a microwave oven? Sparks. That even in and of itself. You know, the gold and the silver implements. You know, and then somebody turned it on. It's just absolutely clueless beyond comprehension. And I don't know, it doesn't say anywhere in the press if the spire was actually lead lined or had lead roofing on it or whether it was just slate roofed. I don't know that. But if
to have that much lead, I mean, it's an enormous amount of lead. You're talking about 250 tons of lead. 250 tons a ton.
That's a fifth of an inch thick lead sheet.
Yeah, and the reason that lead was used back then is because it's malleable. Malleable means you can hammer it into thin sheets. Now, the thickness of the sheet is not so important as the property that lead has to be hammered into thin sheets. So that's why they could make it the shape that they want. They could make it into that dome shape just by a bunch of craftsmen up there just tapping with a hammer. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Now, we have machines that can do that right now. We have presses that can, heavy presses, light presses, and we can make that. But this was built
all
by hand.
By craft.
We didn't have...
With hand tools.
Right.
Hand tools.
And where are we going to get the... Right. And where are we going to get that craftsman to rebuild it? And about those... How about those trees that were 400 years old? Where are they going to find 400-year-old trees
today?
Yeah.
13,000 of them. 13,000.
13,000
400-year-old trees.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's not
exist.
Doable.
Straight
no.
and
no.
full.
What they'd have to do, they'd have to make it out of some laminate to replace those timbers. They would have to make them out of a laminate. They'd shave current trees and glue them together like plywood or glue lamps, as they're called. Beams made out of thin slivers of wood glued to other thin slivers of glue, wood glued to other thin slivers, like plywood, with a very strong glue under tremendous pressure in a press to keep it all tight, and then it can be shaped into the final product and cut with current saws. But yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what it would take to do this, in my opinion.
And
now, the reason I knew a little bit about satellite communications technology and parabolic reflectors is because almost 4 decades ago, actually 3.9 decades ago, I was a founder of a corporation that manufactured, designed and manufactured satellite communications equipment. That's how come I know a little bit about it. And that's why I mentioned the parabolic reflector.
You've got to ask.
Because we used to experiment with this.
In 850 years' time, what's the condition of the glue light going to be on those glue lamp beams in 850 years?
Yeah, and is mold going to like it?
I don't think that it's going to be such a good answer.
No, I don't think so either.
You'll never replace the craftsmanship. What about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stained glass windows? I don't think there's even that many stained glass artists in the world that could all gather together in Paris and work. You would have to have them working for decades. Every stained glass artist on earth would have to go to Paris and, you know, work for decades just building new stained glass windows, because those beautiful roses at the front, the rose-shaped stained glass windows that were at the front, they were 350 feet in diameter. That is mind-blowing and made up with hundreds and hundreds of individual little panels. And that's not even the side windows of the cathedral. That's just the three main roses at the front. It was a marvel of architecture. And what about the carvings, the stone carvings? You can't just sandblast.
Let's go back to the glass for just a second. In order to color glass, you have to add certain materials, metals usually. And if you've ever seen glass, if you've ever seen rose-colored glass, gold is added to glass to make it rose-colored. So now we're talking about rare earth metals used to color the glass. Where is that going to come from? Who knows how to do that today? Who knows? And
it's
how do you
technology.
Float? Right. How do you float liquid glass? By the way, glass is always a liquid. Even when it's on your window, it's considered a liquid. It appears to be a solid, but it really, it's a very, very, very slow-moving liquid. So where do we get the float table, if you will, to float glass this size to make it? Where? Oh, I know.
China. That's where we get it. We'll get it from China.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you think about it, we don't use much glass anymore. We've replaced most of the glass in most of the, as most of the containers that we use for food with plastic. Glass is pretty much done. Rarely you can find beer. Well, you can find beer in glass, but mostly it's aluminum cans. You can find some specialty sodas in glass, in the four packs, because it's too expensive for a six pack of glass bottles of these sodas. So, I guess the bottom line is
a Venetian glass industry. Okay, that's where the glass industry started. Was in Venice, and Venice is comparatively not that far from Paris. I mean, it's maybe a few hundred kilometers from Paris. And you do have still a Venetian glass industry. But there's, we're talking about at the most maybe a few hundred craftsmen who still make glass in the old way in Venice. And, you know, although Venice has its own problem. And, you know, they might need somewhere new to stay. Oh, I've got a good idea. Let's move them all to Paris.
There you go. Hey, we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth and I are talking about the cathedral at Notre Dame. And here's something to think about, class. We're talking about 250 tons of lead at the base of the cathedral that melted. Well, lead is toxic. The fumes, the smoke from the fire were all toxic. And there were people all around the area breathing this toxic smoke. And we talked about colors of glass. Well, if silver is added to glass, it would tend to have an orange or a red or a yellow look to it. If iron oxide is added to glass, it has a light green tint. And what about lead crystal? Okay, so lead crystal is that type of glass that's manufactured with lead into wine goblets. How do you tell if
a wine goblet is clear?
Very clear, very clear. And if you tap it, it will have a ring to it. And I'm going to tap the rim of a wine goblet, a lead glass wine goblet, with a Bic plastic pen. Here it is. That's the sound of a wine goblet being tapped with a plastic Bic pen. So if you want to know if you have a leaded crystal, it's heavier, it's very clear, and I'm not so sure it's even safe to drink out of, because lead is linked with disorders of the blood. It can have a negative impact on our nervous system, and I know that lead can leach out of the glass, because the content of lead crystal glass can be as much as 33%. It's an enormous percentage. Yeah. So, Gwyneth, were you able to hear that ring from that glass that I just tapped?
I was. That was absolutely beautiful. And my dad was an antiques collector. And he used to have an absolutely marvelous crystal collection. One day when I'm sort of a bit more financial, I am going to start buying lead crystal, because not to drink out of, but because it's just so beautiful. And the other way that you can tell is it tends to have a rainbow refraction through it. So when light shines into it, it tends to refract out in a rainbow, because the crystalline structure of the glass is so perfect that it does that. And there's not many things that will do that with, it's beautiful. It really is. And, you know, people, they make little dinner bells out of it and this sort of thing. And, but you're right. I don't know how safe it would be to actually drink out of or eat out of. But people, have been doing so for hundreds of years. And, you know, whether they should or not, well, you know, that's up to them. But, you know, I'm glad that you pointed that out to me. I'm not going to be so keen to actually drink out of a lead wine glass now.
Well, I inherited these from my parents, and that was a different era, a completely different era. Back when my mom bought these, they were affordable. Now, I don't know, but they, you know, we don't use them. They're beautiful to look at, as you said. And here's an interesting thing. As you were mentioning that, I looked, I held the glass, this wine glass or goblet, up to the sun, and it sparkles like the finest diamond. I mean, the edges literally sparkle in the light.
Rainbows.
Bright white light, rainbow light. Absolutely magnificent. And that's something, you know, that's something that's lost. We don't even consider the art of a glass anymore. It's just a glass. It's amazing how far we have fallen in society with, I guess, social media, I guess with cell phones, I guess with instant, I guess with me now. We have really fallen far. We've lost the desire to take the time to enjoy life. Now it's fast, fast, fast. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs and I will return right after top of the hour and news and commercials.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.